And then there were none more days left. You know why? Because drum roll. I don't know how to do a drum roll, please. It's day 44. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you that have listened to me along the way, 44 podcasts and 44 days. Today is the end. And it's kind of cool because it's the end of June. It's the beginning of summer. I celebrate the seasons, not for any religious reasons or anybody else's rules. I just celebrate seasons. To me, it's a holiday. One goes away, a new one comes in. I'm all into earth and stuff like that, so I just welcome the new season with a new challenge. And so this is so fitting. I didn't even plan it this way, but it's fitting that this one ends and a new challenge will begin. But I'm not here to talk about the next challenge. I'm here to talk about 44 podcasts and 44 days. But first, let's hear from Free Thrall.
Hey, Ivy. Now, what was I calling up for? Oh, yeah. Happy 44th podcast. Congratulations on making the 44. Well done. Now you can sit back, put your feet up, but don't be away too long. Don't forget about us. I look forward to the next show. Take care.
Hey Ivy, it's Che from Roleplay Rescue. Just wanted to say two things. First of all, thank you for the shout out in your whoosh episode. That was awesome to hear. Thank you so much for your kind words. And secondly, thank you for calling into my show, because you're right. When you talk about the thing that makes Anchor special, it's the call-ins, isn't it? It's us talking to each other. It's us wittering on and giving each other feedback and encouraging each other on. And basically, my experience so far is it's sort of 99.9% positive, and I'm loving it. So thank you for your call-ins too, and I'm hoping that you catch them when you catch the show. But I'm back to thanks for giving the shout-out too. Okay, Ivy, all the best. Webster out.
Whisk, it's Evil Jeff. You know, I know you're hitting 44 podcasts in a row tomorrow. The only downside that I see, we won't get your fun, happy, energetic voice every day. Appreciate what you do, giving out that energy and encouraging us all to, you know, just be as good of a podcaster as we can be. We'll catch you again.
I lied. That was Free Thrall, Che Webster, and Evil Jeff all into one. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for calling in, the encouraging words, and the support that when you listen. And it is a fun platform. This is a fun platform. And just because I'm excited that 44 days is over, woohoo, doesn't mean I don't enjoy podcasting, because I really do. And I will be coming back with about 4 podcasts per week, I think. Because you know what? I got a thing for 4, so why not just continue it that way? I don't want to do 7. I don't want to do 2. 4 feels right.
Hey, Ivy. It's Liren. You know, I think that a lot of apps have things worked out for the iOS system far better than they have it worked out for Android. And I don't know if that's because Android is more of an open system, so the standards aren't as tight, so everything isn't the same. I know that I have found apps more reliable for my iPad than I find them for my Android. Although I do love my Android phone, and I can't imagine getting an Apple phone. Actually, you know, my beloved husband offered to get an Apple phone just for me to use for podcasting. He's like, you can keep your Android phone for making calls and stuff, but maybe we could pick up an Apple phone for doing your podcast. And I don't know, I'm going to look into an iPod. I had one in the past, and man, did I love that thing. I would love to have another one. Anyway, thanks for the recommendation.
Thank you, Liren, from Updates from the Middle of Nowhere. You know what? I love the iPod for, like I said, I don't know if I said this, but it was originally a gift for Smoochy Face for his birthday one year. But once he got his Android phone, I adopted the iPod, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's an inexpensive way to use an Apple device. Inexpensive, comparatively speaking, to those phones. So, I don't know. I mean, my question also to you is, can you use your iPad to upload? I thought I heard you use your iPad once, but I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for the calls and for all of your support during the 44 of 44. Liren likes the number 4 too. Woohoo! So does Ray Otis. I believe we're like the 4 Club. We need another one though. We need another 4th for the 4 Club, because right now we're only 3.
Hey Whisk, this is Rich. I'm a little behind on your podcast, so I don't know if anybody's let you know this yet, but right around the time that Spotify took over, they changed the way that Anchor stats worked. Before, it used to be the estimated audience size, and now it, no, it was the average number of listens per episode, and now it's the estimated audience side. So mine went down quite a bit too, but I guess it's the same thing. I don't know. It's very weird. And so every time I publish an episode, my audience size goes down until people listen to it. It's very odd, and I've gotten used to it, I guess. All right. Happy cooking.
Thank you, Rich. I did not know. I knew that they switched over and that my views had dropped by 50, or my listens had dropped by 50%, but I didn't realize that they changed over the other thing too. So thank you very much for letting us know. And now let's see, what do I want to talk about on day 44? You know, I didn't go into this with any intention. I didn't know. I really didn't know. I guess the only thing I went in with was I wanted to make myself sit down every day and do it and do the work. Even though this is not a job for me, it's podcasting is just something fun. I don't know if that will change down the line when I start to get into deep dives of decluttering and living simpler and, you know, that sort of thing, the stuff that I do in my life when I start sharing that side of things. I don't know what will happen. I don't know if I'll try to branch out or reach another audience or reach a wider audience. But for right now, where I am starting this challenge, I really was just doing it for fun. Here is the very cool thing that happened, though. So some of you know already know I'd make videos. I make food videos. And I'll make food videos, and I will do them when I have the camera running, and I'll talk as I'm doing my food, right? Okay. But then there are times when I do a food video where I'm not talking. And I do a voiceover. So the voiceover, I take the video, I upload it to my editing program, my Filmora. Filmora, I don't know how to say it, but I upload it to that, and then I do a voiceover. Well, when I did voiceovers pre-podcasting days, it took a while, took a little bit longer for me to do. Not because of perfection, because if you know me at all, I could give a rat's patootie about perfection. I'm not about that at all. That's a waste of time and a whole nother podcast. But as far as like doing the voiceover, what I had to do is make sure I said the words at the right spot of where the pictures were and all that kind of stuff. And it was new to me because I'd never, ever done that before. Well, okay, now I've done 44 podcasts in a row every single day showing up with the microphone and the headphones and doing it. I started going back to editing. If some of you know I've been struggling with the editing of videos, well, I'm back to doing that and loving it. Thankfully, I'm so happy for that. I started doing voiceovers again. And oh my God, I can't believe it. The first one, at one point I messed up because the camera wasn't going, but I kept it in there. I don't care. I'm getting back to it. I kept it in there. But I kept going on the voiceovers for different videos, and it is so much faster and easier and quicker. And like, oh my God, I might do all my videos like this because it is just like boom, boom, boom. You know, I don't know. There's a comfort having have done 44 podcasts in a row. Oh, by the way, today is day 70. 70 podcasts in total I have done now. So that's pretty cool. But 44 in a row, having done that, now doing the voiceovers for food, that's like the biggest thing I took from this. And I had no idea, like none, not even an inkling that would happen because I didn't realize I was going to address my struggling with editing videos at the same time during the podcasting of 44. So the two just kind of bumped into each other, caused some sort of wonderful, beautiful storm. And now editing videos with doing voiceovers, I'm rambling. Anyway, it's very, very good. I had no idea that would happen. That is the biggest, bestest thing I took out of this. And I'm so happy because one thing, podcasting, which is not a job, it's something that I do for fun right now, who knows if that will change, helped me in a job that I'm trying to do and create and a brand. And so having the two sort of combined in that perfect, beautiful storm during the 44 is just something that I get to take with me now. And it's a strong thing that I get to take with me. It's not like it's a very strong, positive thing that I had no idea would happen. So thank you for everyone who listened as I went along this journey. And I just can't say thank you enough for the support that I get for podcasting. I hope that anyone out there who's thinking about podcasting, listening to this, does. If you want to try it, try it. Anchor.fm/start, I think, is what it is. It's anchor.fm for sure, and I'm pretty sure it's /start. Come on over, or get the Anchor app and start calling in on shows, and then do your own show. If you're not sure about a show, call in. I called in, I think I called in Spike Pits first before I ever even did my own podcast. I think you are the first person I called. I'm almost positive out of everybody. And so just do it, guys. If you really want to do a podcast, there's so many things to get from it. It's just a whole lot of fun. And the Anchor community is fantastic. And it keeps growing. And some people have said stuff about it growing and might be too big. It's all good. Follow who you want to follow. Let go of the ones that you're not interested in, and just enjoy the platform for what it is. You know, not everyone's going to listen to everything that I do. I'm not going to listen to everything they do. It's the nature of time. It's the way things go. But there's an ebb and there's a flow, and all together, it's just a wonderful thing. And I don't want to keep rambling on. I love Anchor. You know I do. And I will see you guys next week. Next week, oh my God, it's my first weekend off, and it's a holiday weekend, so that is fantastic for me. I'm excited to go into it. I really, really, really am looking forward to this weekend because it's supposed to be nice out, which means Cirque Saw, plywood, I don't know, woody things and tools. I can't think of the words right now. I'm just really happy. Thank you, everyone who followed along. If you want to check out my YouTube, it's youtube.com/thehappywhisk. And for those of you on YouTube who have listened to my podcast, thank you very much. There's two of you, Pete and Mario. God, I'd love to hear your podcast. And then don't forget Doug, Cooking with Doug. He already has a podcast. Very cool, guys. I look forward to hearing more from you, Doug. And I look forward to hearing Mario and Pete, too. They're kind of like on the edge thinking about it. Come on, guys. Come on over to Anchor. It's a whole lot of fun. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I am out.